Some news now from the world of sports, and we'll start in the NHL playoffs. And the New York Rangers had not won a playoff game in their own house dating back to 2015, a six-game Madison Square Garden losing streak. But they snapped it last night with a 2-1 win over the Montreal Canadiens that evens their opening round playoff series at two games apiece. Rick Nash got the Rangers on the board first, but Torrey Mitchell tied things up for Montreal with just over a minute left in the first period. The game winner was scored by Jesper Fast in the second when he picked the pocket of Montreal defenseman Andre Markov and beat Carey Price for an unassisted goal. Henrik Lundqvist made the lead stand up in a scoreless third period, ended the night with 23 saves. I said this series was destined to go seven games, and I would not be surprised if a Game 7 in Montreal had to be decided in sudden-death overtime. But first things first, the two teams prepare for a pivotal Game 5 Thursday night at the Bell Center in Montreal. Elsewhere, the hockey sticks of the Pittsburgh Penguins must have looked like brooms to the Columbus Blue Jackets, who were desperately trying to avoid a four-game sweep at the hands of Sidney Crosby and company when they took the ice in Ohio last night. Jackets got the start they wanted, sprinting out to a 3-0 lead, but the Penguins kept striking back, and by the third period it was a less comfortable 4-3 lead for Columbus, which had not won a playoff game in 3 years. They pushed the lead to 5-3 before Jake Guentzel scored for Pittsburgh with 27 seconds left, but the Jackets hung on for that last half minute for a 5-4 win. They still face elimination in Game 5 Thursday night back in Pittsburgh. If the veteran San Jose Sharks felt any frustration trailing the youngsters of the Edmonton Oilers 2-1, they certainly must have felt better after a 7-0 rout of Edmonton last night, tying up that series at 2 games apiece, Game 5, back in Edmonton. To the NBA, and this is definitely not the way the Boston Celtics scripted things up. After a regular season that saw them win the Eastern Conference and the top seed heading into the playoffs, few people outside of Chicago thought the Celtics would be down 2-0 to the 8th-seeded Bulls. But here we are. Chicago topped the Celtics 111-97 last night for the second straight game in Boston, and they're looking to take full control of the series Friday night when they get back to Chicago, unless the Celtics can get their game together, especially on the boards where the Bulls have been grabbing rebounds like kids going after candy spilled from a pinata. They collected 43 last night against the Celtics. Celtics fans must have been suffering from a disturbing kind of deja vu watching veteran Rajon Rondo return to the kind of form he displayed regularly in his days as a Celtics star guard. He fell just short of a triple-double last night, pouring in 11 points and 14 assists for the Bulls. Jimmy Butler added 22 points. Isaiah Thomas was held to 20 for Boston. In Major League Baseball, a thrill and a first for Brian Johnson, who recorded his first ever Major League win in the Red Sox 8-7 victory over the Toronto Blue Jays last night. Johnson was called up from AAA to get the start as Boston keeps needing to fill out a fifth starter until David Price is ready to return to the rotation. And Johnson is a guy you want to root for. He publicly acknowledged struggling with anxiety disorder, a condition that led him to missing 6 weeks of the season in the minors last year, with full support from the Red Sox organization to their credit. Johnson also suffered from an irritated ulnar nerve that caused numbness in his pitching hand, a frightening sensation that was treated successfully and that Johnson admitted led to much of his anxiety issues. So it had to feel good to finally get his first win for the big club. He allowed 4 runs and struck out 6 over 5 innings against the Blue Jays. Big night on offense from Mookie Betts, who went 3-for-5. Mitch Moreland hit his league-leading 10th double and drove in 3 runs. And Pablo Sandoval had a 3-hit night. The Blue Jays did rally in the bottom of the ninth, trailing 8-4, and they closed the gap to just 1 run as Matt Barnes gave up 3 runs before finally getting Devon Travis to pop out to short to end it. Sox now have won a season-high 4 games in a row, while the Blue Jays dropped to 2-11 on the year. The New York Yankees had their winning streak stopped at 8 games in a 4-1 loss to the Chicago White Sox. Miguel Gonzalez pitched shutout ball into the 9th inning, scattering just 4 hits. And the White Sox homered twice off Luis Severino, who took the loss for New York. And at Citi Field in Queens, New York Mets third baseman Jose Reyes handed the Philadelphia Phillies a gift in the 8th inning, and the Phils opened it up to an eventual 6-2 win in 10 innings over the Mets. It was 2-1 Mets when Reyes dropped a pop-up with 2 outs and allowed pinch hitter Andres Blanco next to tie up the game and send it off to extras. Philly then scored 4 times in the top of the 10th to put the game away.